Implementation, process of implementing HRIS is what we are discussing now. We spoke about the various areas where HRIS is useful, some of the areas, and now we talk about how the HRIS is implemented in an organization. Implementing HRIS is usually perceived as an IT project. This is not so. It is ERP enabled, so people think that IT people have to do it. IT people know the process of creating the various linkages. They'll write the programs. They'll do the other things which an IT person has to do. But domain knowledge is mine. What is the domain knowledge? I'm an HR person, so I have got to give him the HR inputs. The domain expert, the IT people both have to come together. The domain fellow tells what he wants in the form of his problems. The IT person takes the problems and he converts it into his program. So just giving him something and telling him make a payroll for me is not okay. The IT person has to be, you should make him understand this is a broad picture. So to make the broad picture understood, you have to be an expert in your domain area. So first and foremost, the HR expert should come, you sit with the IT person, and then they initiate the whole process. HR must participate and actively involve itself in scoping, implementation, cutover, resourcing and management. When do we want it? What are the features we want in the HRIS software? What sort of window should open? Can we have some parallel processing? Do I have dialog box coming up whenever I open the window? Now, these are the things I've got to tell the IT person. Now, depending upon what my culture wants, my company culture wants, I may have to give him those details. And when I give those details to him, he will purely work based on what I say. If I say stop, he'll stop. If I say proceed, he'll say proceed. Because for him, I'm a customer. I'm the user department. So when I'm the customer should know exactly what he wants. Why I am emphasizing this is because, friends, many a time the customer is assuming that the IT people know what they are talking. And because of this, the package is made, and when they are testing it, the testing takes a long time and there are bugs in the IT in the HRIS package. I have noticed this in some organizations. Now, the bugs are coming and they each start blaming the other. They say the project is getting delayed, a lot of money is getting wasted, manpower is getting wasted, they keep on blaming each other. One of the principal causes of this delay and this delay of delivery and the HRIS taking an online operational functioning is the HR person not communicating clearly what he or she wants to the IT people. That interfacing, that linkage is very important. It is effective communication. Explaining to him exactly that my company wants this in this manner. This is about the present. And I should also have the vision of telling him, the IT person, in the future we may want to have newer windows opened up. We want additional features to be done. So please incorporate, make your programs in such a way that if I want to have a higher version, a small modification can make it happen. Now, how I communicate to him is important. Now, what is it that an HR person needs to know to do this? A, domain knowledge. B, one more important thing. He must also know a fairly good idea about how IT operates. Many HR people are IT illiterate. Sorry to say this. If I'm IT illiterate, I talk about only HR to my IT person, then I may not know what he's doing. My interfacing becomes difficult. There is a cross learning. IT person gets educated on HR. I get educated on IT as we progress in the project. So it's two agencies have to come together, the IT people and the HR people. It's essential, right? Evaluating and preparing for a new HRIS. How do we do it? Companies evaluate various HRIS packages with the management team of all departments affected by HRIS. Okay. Now, what does the top management do? They sit down. A company wants to launch an HRIS. They want to start an HRIS system. So they'll first sit down and sit with the HR people and they'll make a map. Who are the people who are going to be affected by the HRIS system? It's possible that we have a godown, a warehouse, somewhere way out in, say, Bhiwandi, outskirts of Mumbai. And there, we may be having, a team of, say, 200 people working there. We may not want an HRIS there. Because if I put an HRIS linkage with them, it's possible that, you know, we are wasting a lot of money on that. It may not be feasible. The usage of those 200 people in the warehouse may not be all that high. So, we have to eliminate those which are not feasible, and we have to include those which are feasible. So that is done when the management team identifies who are the users and how the usage has to be done, right? This process helps in selecting the most suitable packages and gaining knowledge and goals of HRIS. When I know who are the users, then I know what type of package I need to include. Very clear. Otherwise, I'll be buying a package which is too expensive, or I may land up buying a package which is underperforming because we overlooked on some part of the working of the organization. Okay? So friends, the HRIS package is, the team has to, I'll read out first. The team always finds that no HRIS package suits its requirement perfectly. The HRIS package comes as a standard package by IT company. They make it first. A basic framework is made. Okay. Now, this basic framework is something in which certain common features are put. Then a company A, client A wants HRIS package. So, their requirements may be different. So, we have an add-on and a subtraction. And then we customize and give it to them. So, all HRIS packages are customized. They are not standardized. We don't have a standard product. You can't pick it up from the shelf and, you know, use it. No. It's not like a something like a quick heal or something, you know, antivirus software. It's something that needs to be designed because it's a very comprehensive information system, right? Now, substantial effort is required to modify or integrate the chosen HRIS. We need a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, focus to know exactly what we want. The IT people are ready to give us anything that we want, but we must know what we want. If the customer does not know what he wants, the IT will give what they think the customer wants, we'll have a problem. And this is happening in many organizations. There are organizations who say that we implemented HRIS, it flopped. HRIS does not work. Now, it does not work because you did not know how to use it. See, I can have a beautiful iPhone with me. If the iPhone, I don't know to use a good smartphone, what happens is I am the person to be blamed. I can't blame the iPhone or the other smartphone which I'm using. As simple as that. Now, this is an important thing. A lot of people, companies, they enter into a technology-based working without knowing what is technology. And when they do not know how to use it, they blame technology, which is incorrect. Now, all working is a combination of mechanical plus technological, manual and technological. Technology alone will not enable anything, and manual alone will actually bring down the efficiency. Now, people do not realize, user departments do not realize, top management do not realize that there is a manual part of the work also to be done in HRIS. Certain amount of manual part is there. It's not a magic wand, jadoo ka chhadi. You know, you just HRIS has come, everything will be solved. No. It is an enabler. It gives you a leverage. A leverage is one, a small effort will bring about a major results. That's what the HRIS does. So, taking it further, friends, this stage must be used by the team to determine how much resources in terms of time, people and money need to be determined. Three things are important: time, people and money. So man hours and the investment in terms of money. How much is to be used? If the company is really determined to go for an HRIS culture and the company is growing in a big way, it is worth it. As a matter of fact, the little I've seen around in industry today, I noticed that it would be popularly believed by many people that HRIS is used only by large companies. It was quite surprising to know that HRIS is used by companies which are medium size and they are using it for future growth. All of you listening to me will agree that any project today, if you invest in any project today, it is much more cost effective, much more economical than investing in at a later date. It's like you and I buying an apartment. We buy an apartment. The people who bought the apartment 10 years back, definitely they made a lot of money in terms of value. Similarly, I would always advise at corporate level, that the management, the top level, that if you at all want to do an HRIS, do it when you're growing. People wait and they look at the cost part of it and they say that this cost is too exorbitant. I would rather say that if you're really wanting the organization to grow, if you really have a vision, you're focused, then take HRIS as an investment and simply invest now, because when you invest now, the future, it will pay off faster. And your organization will gradually, within a span of say 12 to 18 months, it will start getting the HRIS culture of working. That's something that is required. And growth oriented companies, small companies, hardly 10 years old, having a say manpower of say 2000 strong or maybe 3000 strong, such companies I've seen are putting HRIS in place. multi-location, of course, and they have this thing. And as it grows, it compounds the efficiency of the people who are employing. And when the efficiency improves, you are getting more business. So this is one aspect that needs to be noted, right? Opportunity must be used to set correct expectations from HRIS and also to obtain executive management support in order to ensure successful implementation. The executive management support is most important. Organizations have seen to go for technology because technology has come. There are many people who sit at the top level, the board level, you know, the management decision making level, who are very good, excellent in their domain knowledge, no doubt. But since technology has come, somebody comes and tempts them. Buy this technology, do this, do that, and they buy it. And when they buy it, they do not know how to use it. And when things do not come as per their expectations, they start blaming technology. Instead, first and foremost, I would say, do I need a technology? If I need a technology, let me take it on need based, not on fad based. Not because it's a fad in the market. I spoke about iPhone, right? Now, if iPhone, for example, I'm not talking about the brand proper. If I find that a smartphone is an excellent thing to have, but it doesn't suit my habit, why have it? I've got to take something in which I'm optimally utilizing the resources. So it should be need-based creation of HRIS, wherein people know what they're doing, what they're implementing. If I do not know what a package is, how the package functions, how useful it is to me, then I'll start looking at the package very cynically. I'll start criticizing it. And I'll go and tell the whole world that this doesn't work. It's far from true. Because I did not know what is it. So a little bit of training is required before you implement HRIS. If I want to introduce HRIS in my company, I need to go through a training in HRIS to know what are the features HRIS can offer. Okay. Taking it further, the configuration of the new HRIS. HRIS package comes with a built-in processes for most HR activities. Like I told you, there's a basic framework. The skeleton is made by most of the IT companies. And then in the skeleton, you say, I want a fat guy, I want a thin guy, I want a skin that is glowing. That's up to you. So each company will have different requirements, different strokes for different folks. Okay. But firms will need to customize process according to their specific needs. This customization does not involve programming. Users are required to enter specific data like eligibility for particular benefits into control tables that then direct how the HRIS operates. When we are filling up a online form, for example, you know, when we're filling up a soft copy form, we have those various columns. There's a place given, you know, date of birth, DD, MMYY. That's called as a field. Now, essentially, what happens is we have first the framework ready. Then the field addition subtraction has to be done by the various user companies. So I may go for 20 fields. I may want date of birth. I may want the segregation of the gender. I may want geographical segregation. I may want to have stratification of my customers in my company. My competitor may not go for so many fields. He may go for less fields. And the field care, behind the field, there should be a rationale. Why am I going for this field? I must know why I want it. Just because I'm paying money, just because it is available, I don't have to clutter my HRIS with too much of unwanted data. This is again one problem. I've seen many IT users. The IT people design things for you based on your demands. The IT users, they keep on asking more. Unwanted data is there on the sheet, which you don't use at all. Do you agree or not? Many of you must have seen you're filling up certain forms online, or even those forms which are downloaded in the printout. When you fill it up, there is unwanted columns which are left blank. There is nothing to fill. Somebody somewhere while designing the form said that, okay, we are paying. Let's have this also. We'll have that also. We'll have this also. And that creates a confusion. Is that efficient? No, it is not efficient. What is relevant, you give it. Keep it short and simple. KISS. When you keep an HRIS package short and simple, it organically grows as the company grows. See, I have a short form which is taking care of my today's requirements. Then I realize that the requirement needs to compound. I add more fields and more fields and more fields. Fields which are used, not left, kept idle there. Okay, it's important. So this is what it explains. So how are we going to put, what are the different fields we are going to put that is decided by us, customized. So this particular slide is talking about a standardized package into which we need to put the customized thing. Like I said, skeleton is given to you. You have to put the skin, the flesh, and the bone and the other ingredients. Okay? Often employees selected for project team may not know processes required, may know processes required analytical skills and capabilities. May not know, there's a misnomer here. I mean, it's not given here. Often employees selected for project team may not know processes required analytical skills and capabilities. The project team is a group of people who come together to make some project happen. Now the project team comprises the IT people, the HR people, the user departments who are going to be using, the top management, etc. Now when they come to know, they may not have the required skills to get things done. This, to define the problem itself, they may not have the skills and the capabilities. They know that this is what we want, some idea. It's an enabler. They must have gone to some company and seen it. Ah, hamare company pe chahiye. So they'll come here. Now the team has to sit together. There are experts who will make them get into focused thinking. They'll ask them a lot of questions, brainstorming. And then when they come to the focus questions, they come to the point, then they say, okay, this is what I think you need. Then they'll ask him a question. Is this what you need? Then you have to know what you need. It can't become a fad. Just because somebody is using it, I also use it. No. It's a waste then. Right? Else, outside experts have to be invited. So either I have in-house people who do not know anything, who need to go through a training, thorough training, or I have to give it to outsiders. Okay? I would always rely on training my boys inside. Because as a customer, I need to know what I'm buying. If I rely on the outsider, there's a very good likelihood that he may take me for a jolly good ride. So let me know what I'm buying. I may not know everything, but I must know the basic ideas which are going to be crucial for my company's working. Okay? However, more company implementation relies on outside resources, more difficult it will be for the company to become self-sufficient. I've already explained this on an ongoing basis. Okay? We have a system in these projects, what is called as a, some of you must be knowing it, it's called as a BOT, Build, Operate and Transfer. There is also one more thing called Build, Operate, Own and Transfer, BOOT. Now what is meant by BOT? BOT means I build the HRIS system as an IT company, I operate it and remove all the bugs, make it absolutely commercial and online, and I give it to you, transfer it to you. One way of doing it. Now when I do this, when you start working in your organization with the software which I have sold you, there's a likelihood that when things go wrong, I may not be frequently coming, I may not have a liability towards you. Which means, if you have a problem when you come back to me, I may not be that supportive because it's not a part of my legal agreement with you. So, many companies resort to BOOT, Build, Operate, Own and then Transfer, which means, I as an IT company will build the software, I will own it for some time, I'll operate it for some time, I'll remove the bugs, a certain period of time we need to fix between us. Now this period of time, say 12 months or 1 year or 18 months, I own it also. That means if anything goes wrong in terms of losses to you, I'm liable to this. So there's a liability factor attached to this. And then I transfer it. So that when it comes to you, I have taken care of all the bugs operationally also. Now this second O, that is build, operate, own and transfer. The own part of it can happen when the software is already working in your organization. So I install it in your company, and after installing it in your company, it's working. So I am coming there, I'm owning it. Owning it means I'm also liable if things go wrong. If there's a downtime, you're having losses, I'm liable. So what will be the responsibility of this IT person? He'll be much more responsible than in a BOT model. Okay, now this is something that is to be taken into account when you are choosing a IT supplier. HRIS implementation involves, to a certain extent, business process re-engineering. HRIS requires that business processes are integrated across the departments of the company. Now we all know this term called BPE, Business Process Engineering. When you went for an ISO 9000 in your company, a quality measure, a quality initiative, what did you do in your company? The ISO consultants come and they study the various operations in your company, and they'll make a note of it, and they'll give you an advice that this operation needs to be modified, they'll give you this advice. They say that if I want a compliance, if you want something to work, it should go in a certain systematic protocol manner. Right? So business process reengineering is nothing but those processes, those steps in an organization which are not efficient, which are seen to pull down the energy of the company, which are areas where things can go wrong. Those are relooked and they are either eliminated or they are modified. So first and foremost, before you are getting into an HRIS, you have to ensure that all the HR systems in the company are properly re-engineered. Whether the recruitment selection is going in the proper track, whether the training and development is going by as per the proper schedule, whether the performance appraisal is going on as per the expectations of the HRIS. Now, all those things have to be re-engineered. Now, this re-engineering is easily said than done. This re-engineering, there will be interference from the top management if they are not understanding and they are not willing to change. See, friends, remember, technology is a fad. People want to introduce technology, but they don't want to change. Only technology is not an enabler. It's a liability. Buying a very expensive computer is very nice. I can tell the world I've got this expensive computer. But if I don't use it, it's a liability for me. That is something to be understood. I must also upgrade myself. Man, machine, both have to be upgraded. If that upgradation doesn't take place, then it's a liability for me. I tell this to myself when I buy a gadget. Whenever I buy a gadget, I tell this to myself. Is this gadget something which I can use? Have I to buy this gadget only because it's available in the market? And because I'm a trainer, I'm a leadership trainer, I'm visiting so many places in this city, in this country, I do this training, that training, should I buy it? You know, many of my friends tell me, you must take it. I said, no, I'll take it only when I'm comfortable with it. This may sound a little out of sync with the development process, but we have to take something which is in line with what we want. And if I really am craving for a gadget whose complexities I do not know, first I educate myself about the gadget by asking questions, working on it with some friend who has it, and then I choose. I said, yes, this is useful for me, now I'm going to buy it. I'm just giving an example. Okay. Now this, when an individual is doing for himself, the company also needs to do it for itself. I've come across companies which do not have an HRIS, but they're working extremely well. Because the company culture, the top management feels, we are not ready for HRIS. Simple. Not because of money, because of the cultural thinking. So HRIS is a part of the cultural thinking. Remember this. If the cultural thinking is not there, HRIS is a waste for you. Remember. So ensure that the HRIS is coming into the company slowly and organically building up. Any IT system, anything that is technologically based, to my opinion, as a consultant, as a trainer, is that a technology should build up gradually, organically in your life, in your organization. A technology cannot come in just from outside because the whole world is buying, and then it comes inside, it creates a havoc with people, and then, you know, you start getting into lots of other nonsenses. It should not be like that. This is my view. Okay, friends. HRIS implementation involves certain extent business process re-engineering. I've explained this. HRIS requires that business processes are integrated process with the departments of the company. The linkages in principles of management, we learned about coordination, right? All the different dissimilar functions, HR, operations, finance, marketing, quality control, you know, logistics, all of them need to integrate. So when I'm talking about HRIS package, I'm actually integrating everything together. If it is integrated in the ERP, then first it needs to be integrated physically. So the physical part of it is very important. So that is coming under business process reengineering, ensuring that the processes are going in a value chain properly. Right? Departments have to depend upon each other, and the team needs to create confidence in managers so that they trust others to do their part of the process. There has to be this conviviality, this give and take, this trust of each other so that they work like internal customers, like partnering in the profits of the company. Finally, as a project team digs into the current business processes, they find that HR users and even managers do not really understand the process well. They know what is done but fail to understand why it is done. Okay, which means that even after the HRIS is installed in a company, people have to get themselves trained into this. There should be training sessions held for all user departments to know the features, to know the relevance of that HRIS to their working. This takes some time for some people to learn to integrate certain things. So there's a hand-holding period, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, depends. And if there are people in the department who are quick learners, link pins we call them, if these quick learners are there, you know what they do? They learn, they also transfer it to others, and they make the whole department become, create a critical mass of people who know what is HRIS there. So it's very important that they need to get into a training, an orientation. Okay, they know what is done. Okay, let me take it further. Knowing this why is important in project implementation, this knowledge allows the team to select the best from the various techniques and the methods available to meet the requirements. I know why, I must ask a question, why I need it. Why do I need a smartphone? Very clear. I know students who are using business phones like BlackBerry. I'm just giving an example, okay? Without knowing why they want it. Just because BlackBerry is available, they buy BlackBerry. They can afford it. Parents are giving it to them. But are they using BlackBerry to the best possible extent? No. No, they are not. Because it's got features. Just to give an example, okay? Now, the point is, I must ask a question, why? Any purchase of a technology, I must ask a question, why do I need it? And why is it that this particular design is made? And this why keeps on compounding. When I keep on asking why, then I know that this is what I want and this is what I don't want. And then I buy that thing. I also know that this is what I do not want today, but I may want it tomorrow. So I know that I have to keep that in mind so that I take it as an add-on tomorrow when my company expands. Right? Linking the new HRIS with other systems. When existing HR data is mapped into the new HRIS, it is observed that the significant amount of data is incomplete, invalid or contradictory. See, we are having manual entries. We also have standalone computers in the various departments which are entering it. Now, every entry is done through manual process only. So, in the manual process, there can be a lot of goof up, incomplete data. My name, for example, is spelled wrongly in many, many forms I've seen. Some people write double T, some people write for IR, they write AYER, IYER. Now, these things, if they enter into an HRIS system, then throughout everywhere, my name will be misspelled. And when it is misspelled, I'll get my paycheck also wrong. When I credit it to the bank, I may not get my credit also. Now, these entries are very essential. Now, there are many such incomplete data and fields that come into picture when we are designing the HRIS. So, that needs to be taken into account. Analyzing this data and obtaining fresh data is a job of the HR analyst, and user consultation and input are required. It is not the job of the IT programmers writing data conversion routines. So, there are forms, formats created. In the forms and formats created by you as a user department, you have to sit with the IT people, and the IT people will tell you, write the name, tell people to write the name in this manner. Mr. M, one block, R, second block, as we know. Why is it being told that way? Because that is the way it should be written. And if we write it in our own creative way, the whole thing bombs. We know it. All of us are aware how some of the forms in which we write wrongly, things go wrong. So, it's important that we go technically in line with what the IT programmers want. Along with the technical aspects of implementation, the HRIS project team must track the soft side of the managing the whole business, whole organization to accept new business processes that come with HRIS. Soft side means the human side. Whenever technology comes in, it takes time for us to absorb. Initially, we had the black phones, the MTNL phones. We were having one type of a behavior. When the mobiles came, people still kept shouting on the mobile, least realizing that you don't need to shout. And then gradually when the touch phones came, smartphones came, again that habit had to change into a new habit. So when technology comes in, we have to go for a soft skill training as well. I do this for a few companies, right? From the start, there must be a focus on the preparing the organization and employees for the new HRIS. How to work on a laptop, for example. I know many people, they are not comfortable with the laptop way of tracking the cursor. They want to have a separate mouse. A lot of people are not comfortable. Initially, when I started using laptop, I was not comfortable going through the slide mouse, the slide tracker. But this is something I got used to. Now, if a person is not comfortable with the technology, then the process will go for a toss. So first, we talked about the software part of it. Now, we are talking about the soft side of the human beings. With more integrated processes, HRIS pulls departments together This may require new organization structure. We may have to have new organization structure where people are reporting to different people, and there's an HRIS that is connecting everybody, right? Earlier, HR and payroll functions might be reporting to two department heads. Payroll reports to finance. HR reports to HR, right? Now, HR business processes started throughout various departments. Now, these functions will be required to report to a single authority and a shared services group established. So, both of them are working together. So, they may have to report to one person, whatever name you call him, that person you have to report to him or that department. So, although I'm an HR domain expert and this person is a finance domain expert, both of them are integrating into working with a person who has got an IT domain expertise. This is an import. So, it is more like a matrix organization wherein people are all reporting to each other for the purpose of effectiveness of the whole organization. User will need cross-functional support teams of programmers, configuration experts and business analysts to support HRIS. I've already explained this. This means the domain expert has to come, the programmers have to be there, there has to be some business process experts who come in, how the various steps of the business has to take place. So all these things, all these people have to come together. It's a team effort. Okay?